Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today, it's all about how you can own a piece of American history. There is a yearly adoption of wild horses and burros in our country conducted by the BLM. That's the Bureau of Land Management. This government agency manages, now listen to this, approximately 6,000 miles of national parks, wildlife management areas, national conservation lands, and for something that I love so much, 2,400 miles of wild and scenic rivers. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So where do these horses and burros come from? They are free-roaming horses in 10 western states. The horses, they are descendants from domesticated horses the Spanish explorers brought to the new country. You see, I said it was a piece of American history. The BLM protects our national wild horses and burros. And if you're trying to compare the size of these horses to a horse you might see, a standard bred thoroughbred near you, the average height of the horse is 13 to 15 hands high. Well, for you non-cowboy folk out there, that's about 52 to 60 inches in height. So how do these horses and burros become protected? In the 1950s, a woman known as, think about how cool this name is, a woman known as Wild Horse Annie started a grassroots campaign to protect these animals. And you know something? Grassroots campaigns, some people say, they are worth it. You need to, and the key word in that is persevere, because look, it took until 1971, when the Wild Free-Roaming Horses and Burro Act was signed. This provided management, protection, and control on those public lands. But before I get into the adoption, I'd like to share with you my involvement with the BLM. You see, I was part of a research team, and I spent quite a bit of time out in Idaho, and we were studying non-native plants on the sagebrush steppe. Well, some of the land we were doing research on was managed by the BLM. And you know, the ranch that I was on, if you don't know this, the government owns many different ranches out there, and they're all research facilities. I was on a 90,000 acre ranch. I am telling you, every morning woke up, there was a few homes in there in the very center, and the homes were all the scientists. We would live in these homes, and we would go out and conduct research on those lands in the sagebrush steppe and also other lands that were controlled by the BLM. Well, let me tell you a fun story. So we're in the middle of nowhere, USA. There is only one restaurant, which was also happens to be not, no lie, is a truck stop. So a couple scientists, we go out to dinner for the first time. So we go out there and there's only two tables in the restaurant. So it's a tiny little restaurant, obviously. So we sit down, in comes one of the management team, one of the guys and his wife from the BLM, and they're sitting at the table next to us. So we're sort of just having all of us having a great conversation. And all of a sudden, the cook goes running out the door. And the waitress says to us in a nice way, excuse me, but there's a fire. And I'm thinking in my mind, all right, so there's a fire. Well, you have to remember, in most of the country, and this is what makes our country so great, most of the fire departments in the middle of nowhere are volunteer people. The cook, who was a female, bolted out the door because she was part of the volunteer fire department. Well, the BLM management guy and his wife bolt out the door. They're gone. So we said, we may as well go because all of a sudden the waitress went. So there was no one in the restaurant but us. So we said, hey, we may as well go help out too. So we jump in our truck and we're driving down a dirt road. And as we're going down a dirt road, all of a sudden we see the chef coming back, the cook coming back the other way. And then everyone, so we realized obviously the fire was either put out, obviously extinguished, or false alarm, whatever it was. But we just turned around, went back to the restaurant, sat down, had a conversation with everyone, had a great dinner. But I just thought that was just a fun story about, you know, BLM, but it's also a fun story about, you know, what America is really like. Now, let's go back to the reason why we're here today. The adoptions take place all across America. You can find a location closest to you by going online to BLM.gov. But not now, because you need to listen to this show. They move the horses and burros from site to site. Now let's think about this number. There are 67,000 wild horses roaming the western public ranges. Well, they take a small section of the herds to be adopted. As scientists, to benefit the herds, they try to keep the numbers at the carrying capacity. The cowboys have a yearly roundup, but the horses that are rounded up are the ones taken in overpopulated areas. Now, I always say, well, take a look and listen to this number. Since 1971, 230,000 horses have been adopted. Now, I'd say that this is a successful program. Now, when you go to the adoption events, and I'd recommend this, even if you're not interested in purchasing or obtaining a horse, I should say, or a burro, just to see the process, to get up close and personal with these awesome animals. The BLM staff is very helpful, very informative. The BLM is most concerned that you have an appropriate place to raise one of these animals. There are certain standards you must meet if you're going to adopt a horse or a burro. You can find those standards at BLM.gov, but not just yet, because you need to listen to this show, yes. Now, the manner in which the horses and burros are adopted is this way. Prospective people bid on a specific animal. The adoption fee is the amount of your winning bid. The BLM is most concerned that you're a caring person with a proper facility for the adopted horse or burro. I've witnessed people winning bids as low as a few hundred dollars. I mean, it's really not about dollars and cents. It's about finding the proper home. And for a few hundred dollars, you can get a piece of American history. I'd say that that's a bargain. Now, I was at one of the adoptions, and I'm watching horses being loaded onto a trailer. Somebody had won a winning bid and was loading some horses, and they had these big wooden chutes. And I'm going to let you know in this story, you know, for me doing my research out west, this one goes back to grizzly bear research. And, you know, we'd be hiking along, going up the Rocky Mountains, and you'd see a rock ledge, and you'd see bones all below. And by the way, I will relate this to what's going on here. And you'd see the bones below this ledge, and you knew that that was where a mountain lion would be perched so it could pounce down. And in this case, it happened to be elk that would move up and down the game trails. Well, they had these tall wooden chutes that they would guide the horse through to get onto someone's trailer who had just adopted a horse. Well, one of the horses was going through and stalled inside of there, just stopped. Well, a ranch hand makes a mistake, and he reaches over just basically innocently to tap the horse on the rump to say, all right, just keep moving through. Well, think about this. These horses have not yet been domesticated. There is the wildness inside of them. And when he tapped the horse on the butt, in the horse's mind, it was as if a mountain lion was coming down to land on his back to take a chunk out of him. And the horse began to go bonkers and crazy because as far as he's concerned, it's the fight or flight. And he couldn't go anywhere up. But I'm telling you, this horse was sort of trying to jump out of the chute. And it took a little bit of time, but the horse then calmed down and they were able to get the horse to go through. But again, there is a wildness to these animals because, again, they need to be domesticated. Now, if you're not interested in adopting, well, you can also volunteer. You could help with the adoption events or compliance checks. And that's, you know, checking to make sure the animal is in good care. So you'd end up going out to the different farms, the people of people that have adopted them. For an adoption event schedule, and you can find out all about this calendar. And they do, as I mentioned, they do move the horses all across the country. You can go to BLM.gov, but not just yet because you need this show. Now, here's a cool thing about burros. They are a misunderstood animal. When domesticated, they are a gentle breed. They can be great work animals on the farm, and they could also be the perfect farmyard pet. Many times they actually end up following you around like a dog. I've had the opportunity to see wild horses in the West. I've filmed with the BLM and the horse and burro adoption, and I've actually filmed wild horses on Assateague Island. You can listen to that show, and that's a really cool one because that's about vacations across America and a great place for you to see the horse, and they actually call it the pony swim, but they are horses on Assateague Island. And our country is not old. but we do have great history. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.